Jeffrey walks into class and nobody notices. He quietly walks to his chair with his gay little backpack and sits down with poor posture. When he finally picks up the courage to say something, someone else talks over him. Why doesn't anyone respect Jeffrey? You know whose help you need, Jeffrey? Adonis! Adonis is respected in every room he enters. Even if it's full of strangers, why is it that someone who's never met Adonis before respects him before even speaking to him? Why does he seem so comfortable and confident in every place he goes to? Wait, he's about to walk into a restaurant. Wow, he looks like he owns the place. He just handshaked that guy and he pulled open the chair for his wow! In this video, I'm going to break down why some guys are respected in every room that they walk into, why that might not be the case for you, and what you can do about it, practical, autistic steps that you can do to become that guy. My name is Hamza Ahmed, and I was just like you. I used to be the guy who would walk into a room and no one would even notice. Like, you know, people would kind of pick their heads up to see who walked in, and the moment they'd see it was me, they'd just like turn back away. I used to be just like that, so I can really relate to your pain, and I'm really gonna try and help you. Because after experiencing life like that, I found self-improvement. I became ambitious, I became disciplined, and I leveled up in so many areas of life because I got consistent on self-improvement. And now I live my dream life, and I have truly become the guy where when I walk into somewhere, I instantly just get respect from people, whether they know me or they don't know me. So let's paint the scene. This is probably what your life looks like. You have a lot to show to the world. You probably are pretty funny, educated, and intellectual. The problem is most people don't get to see the best part of you because they judge you negatively, but they don't even really know you. That's one of like the darkest, saddest parts of our human condition. We just create stereotypes and very fast judgments, like first impressions of one another, which means that we don't actually get to open up and see the best of some person that we've judged negatively. So you probably have this feeling of unfairness. Because if someone actually got to know you and then they judged you negatively after that, fair enough. At that point, they've gotten enough information about you to make a good judgment. But the worst thing is when someone doesn't even get to know you fully, and for some reason, it just feels like for no reason, they just have judged you negatively. Why is it that this is so common in your life? And yet, when you can visualize some of the more popular guys you know, they have the complete opposite treatment. A lot of people won't know them so well, and yet their perception of them will be positive, even though they don't really even know that popular guy. Why is it that they've just got the benefit of the doubt? That's what we're gonna break down. But first of all, I need to just break one excuse that you might have in your mind now that we're starting to talk about this, which is the excuse of, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. From now on, we are going to never say that fucking sentence again. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. It sounds so cool, doesn't it, to say that? Like so many cool people say that. Oh, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. Bullshit. You know who doesn't care what anyone thinks of them? Psychopaths. Caring what people think of you is a completely human trait. Don't you ever feel bad for the fact that you want people to view you better. The next time you hear someone say something like that, just remember this. They are so insecure because it's such a fake statement to say. You are not a bad person for wanting more respect from other guys. You're not a bad person for wanting more attraction from girls. That's completely normal. And the fact that you're actually accepting this, honestly, like, this sounds kind of weird, but it makes me proud of you. Because when I was 16, 17, 18, I admitted this to myself. I wanted better treatments from the people around me. I wanted more respect from the guys in my school. I wanted more attraction from the girls in my school. And because I could admit that to myself, because I could go online and find some advice, that's how I started to make progress through honesty. So I want you now for the rest of your life never to say that phrase, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. And maybe you don't say this, you know, like outside to other people who will judge you. But just between me and you as like a secret in our community, just be honest and say, you know what? I want more girls to be into me. I want more guys to respect me. There's nothing wrong with that. That's so human, and it's such a shame where the world is. We're saying that seems like kind of corny, and you're supposed to like be like a Sigma male. Oh, I don't care. Like, I just think that's so cringe, and it's so fake, and it's so inhuman. So good on you for being honest and being able to admit that this is your goal, because this was my goal as well. And I implemented the things that we're about to talk about, and it really did work for me. So let's break down, why are some guys respected so much? And when you really think about it, this is very animalistic. So instead of thinking about humans, let's talk about gorillas. Imagine in a group of gorillas, there is the biggest one, the so-called alpha male. That term sounds kind of cringe now, but like, let's just use it because it's about animals, okay? There's the alpha male. He's the biggest one, the strongest one. He doesn't just have one female gorilla. He usually has what's called a harem, like 4 to maybe 10. Many of the other male gorillas don't even get one female because of the fact that the alpha male has more than his fair share. That's what happens even for humans. The better man gets more of his fair share of status of women, and lower tier men don't get anything. Now, this alpha male gorilla, his status is established in this group. Now, imagine something really interesting. Imagine we take this same alpha male gorilla and we transport him into a new group. Imagine we've just opened the cage and he walks into a new group. Now, this was the alpha male of the previous group. He's big and strong. What's gonna happen? The moment that we open the cage, he will go straight up to the biggest gorilla in this new group and challenge him and basically fight to the death. And let's say if our gorilla is stronger and wins this battle, he will be established as the alpha male in this group. He will be accepted for it. Even though he's new here, he's just entered a new room. Why is it that people have automatically accepted him as the alpha male, even though we've just transported him from a different group into a different environment? It's because there is something that he does that signals the fact that he is high status. What is it? Size, strength, body language, posture, courage. These behavior traits signal to the other gorillas in the tribe that he is powerful and strong. Now, let's imagine this in terms of humans. Let's imagine this for a girl. Let's say she's like a really popular girl in high school and she has so many friends and she has girls who are jealous of her. So, you know, she's got the personality of like a popular girl, but then her father gets a job in a different city. So now she moves school, and on her first day of school, even though she's nervous, she still has the same personality. She still has relatively the same body language. She walks in with more confidence than most people would on their first day of being in a new school, and very quickly she establishes the same social status, the same respect that she was getting in her old school, perhaps even more. It's not the long-term relationships that gives people this huge level of status. And this is interesting for us, you know why? Because this means that you can actually make progress fast. So just think about that for a second, because this should give you hope. You can establish being the guy who gets respect quickly without needing to like form relationships for years or whatever. You could walk into a new place just like the gorilla did and the popular girl did and establish high social status. So the cheat code behind all of this, it's to climb the hierarchies of men. When you do this, whether you're in the same environments as you've always been, or you go to new environments, you will be treated with far more respect from men and attraction from women. The number one trait is being relaxed. When you think of someone who is high up in the social hierarchy, they are relaxed compared to someone who's low down in the social hierarchy, who's anxious and agitated. If you imagine like a kid who gets bullied by so many people in school, he's anxious, he's fidgety, you know, he's like, he's scared of shit like that. He's constantly overthinking. When you imagine like a really popular guy who's well loved by so many people, he's not constantly overthinking about his place in the social hierarchy. He's actually fairly relaxed, just thinking about studying. If there was one trait, one sort of behavior that we can look to of someone who's really high up in the social hierarchy, it'd be the fact that they are relaxed. Now, how can you emulate this? There's one fast way and one slow way. The fast way is actually with breathing. If you just breathe slower, you will be so much more relaxed. Like, you, I know this sounds like so specific and so silly, and you probably expected me to say something else, but you underestimate the power of your breath. I guarantee so many times, you know, when you felt anxious and you were overthinking and you didn't display your best character, you know, like one of those random days where maybe you were like randomly fidgety and people looked at you like as if you were kind of a little bit weird or whatever. I guarantee that was the day that you were taking shallower breaths than normal. When you breathe very slowly through your nose, a 10-second breath, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Try and keep up that kind of rhythm through your day. And what you'll find is you will be so much less fidgety and anxious, which are like the number one signs of those people who are low down in the social hierarchy. The other way to be more relaxed is to climb up the social hierarchy and to level up. This is the slow way, but this is also the way that's very significant. Just level up and be more liked and respected by other people. This is where self-improvement comes in. Self-improvement is about improving every area of life that you care about. So there's so many things you can level up on, and there's so many wholesome things you should level up on, like for example, your mental health and being a good person medicine and whatever. But if you want some fast result, like I'm talking, if you literally want better treatment, like within a week, within a few days, there's three key areas that you can level up in. Your physical looks, like your face and your body, your body language, the way you carry yourself, and also pre-selection. So let's start with looks. There's something called the halo effect, which is so interesting. The halo effect is a psychologically observed phenomenon where we treat attractive people better. You probably know this by now. Maybe you've seen some of those viral videos where there's like a hot guy on like one of those chat websites called Omegle, and he sits there and he looks really pretty and girls are like, whoa, like they're so happy. And when you compare that to like how girls would respond when you're like a mid normie, you know, they'll just look at you and they'll skip next, whatever.
Oh my God, you're so cute, ugly.
Of course, look, we all know this. If you get hotter, generally, people will treat you better. This is far more so for women, but more and more appearance is actually important for men as well. So how can you improve your looks? One of the biggest ways is to build an aesthetic body. So just go to the gym, lift weights, and focus on the 7 aesthetic muscles that I'll have up on screen. And when you focus on growing those muscles, you'll grow more of a V-taper in your physique, which is quite similar to the hourglass shape in a woman. It's just sexually attractive, like instantly. It's like an animalistic trait of like attractiveness. When you build this V-taper in your physique through going to the gym and lifting weights and just going maybe a few times a week to start with, and eventually getting to 4, 5, 6 times a week and building it up, and then just never quitting the gym and, you know, just going for years and years and years, you can build such a sexy physique, the kind of one that girls literally fantasize about. But of course, building an aesthetic body can take 5 years or even 10 years. Like I'll say I built like the official aesthetic body in 2022 when I had been weightlifting for like maybe about 7 years naturally is when I would say I built like the sexy V-taper, you know, like the fitness model influencer type of physique then. And now I'm like way bigger because I'm not natural now, but actually my bigger size seems to be even more attractive to women, and I'm getting like the most attraction and beautiful women in my life now. So the amount of muscle mass that you can put on to boost your attractiveness is very high. Like it used to be the case maybe 5-10 years ago where, you know, girls would say like, oh, well, I don't really want a guy who's that muscular, you know, maybe just a little bit, you know, he's toned and stuff. That's completely gone now because of physique inflation, because of how many guys are building a good physique, how many guys are now taking like steroids and becoming unnatural and building like a fucking monster of a physique. Girls are actually liking it so much more because also girls are going to the gym and getting into bodybuilding culture as well. So the amount of muscle that you can build to boost your looks is actually way higher than most people think it is. It's no longer like the guy who's got like a bit of muscle because he goes to the gym for a couple of months. No, like you can basically go to the gym for 10 years straight and be disciplined, stay natural, and you'll have like a good amount of muscle mass. But you could even go unnatural and still become more attractive. Like here's some of my current pictures. I'm 90 kg, 6'1", I'm unnatural, and this right now is like the most attractive that I've been in terms of like how many women are actually into me. But this is gonna take years, so this is something for you to consider. Okay, go to the gym, start lifting weights, and just never quit. What can you do way faster than that? Well, actually, you can usually go up by like 1 point in your face within like a few days. So imagine if your face is like a 4 out of 10 right now, you can get it to a 5 out of 10 with just a better haircut and better grooming for your facial hair, because there's so many young guys, no offense, who've got facial hair that actually makes them look worse. Most young guys can't grow a beard. I'm brown, so I shaved this morning and it's just grown back this I'm joking, I'm like, this has been growing for like a couple of weeks, but most young guys cannot grow good facial hair, and it will actually make you worse. You're better off just trimming it off and shaving it, and especially when you get lean, you have like a nicer jawline, than having like scraggly bits that just looks worse. Like when I think back to when I was 19, 20, 21, I wanted to grow a beard like the one I have now, and I thought I kind of had a beard back then. But when I look now, it was like, it was just scraggly little bits that probably made me look worse. And if I was just clean shaven, I would have looked better. When you're especially young, like 16, 18, 21, and you can't grow like a full thick beard like this, honestly, like growing it out is just gonna take points away from you. So shave it off and go for more of the clean look. Make sure you shave in between your unibrow here, because that's like, it doesn't look nice when you've got like the fucking connecting eyebrow. Go to a decent barber and get a good haircut that suits your head shape and your style as well. Just that alone can take you from like a 4 out of 10 to like a 5 out of 10 in the space of like one day. Looks are very important. When you look good and you walk into somewhere, you will get way more attraction and respect. But there's actually something more important than looks, which is your body language and your posture, how your body moves. You know, there's a statistic that most of communication is nonverbal. I think it's like 93%. What that means is when I talk to you right now, the words that I'm saying only accounts for 7% of the message that you're getting. 93% of the message that your animalistic brain is getting from me is not from the words that I say, but from my body, my face, the look in my face, the way that I move my hands, the tone of my voice. Most of our communication is actually through our body. And so many guys will try and level up their looks. They'll go to the gym, but then they'll just not understand some basics about body language and social cues. So I'll give you a tip for this that you can just remember and implement right away. Just take up a little bit more space than usual. Don't go full internet alpha male mode and go invisible lat syndrome, whatever. But just think to yourself to take up just like 20% more space with your body. Maybe open up your legs a little bit, you know, man spread just a little bit. Take up some space, put your hand on the desk in front of you, put your hand on the chair behind you. And this might feel inauthentic the first few times you do it because you're taking up more space than you're used to. But you'll get used to this within like a week or two. One other quick tip that I'll give you, I remember I learned this years ago and it always stayed in my mind actually, so it's similar to body language. I saw this somewhere where basically if you rearrange a part of the environment that you walk into, it signals power. So imagine if you walk into a restaurant and you sit down exactly how things are, and let's say that you're with a friend and there's something in front of you that kind of blocks your view of each other a little bit. You know, it's like there's something on the table, like a menu that's kind of propped up, whatever, and it kind of blocks their chin level. If you keep it exactly how it is, that's a little bit of a weak sign. Whereas if you just think to yourself, well, okay, well, this menu that's on the table is kind of blocking my full view of my friend. So you just grab the little thing and you just move it to the side. You did it because you wanted to connect with your friend more. That's in a weird way, a bit of like a power move. It sounds a bit cringe thinking about it as like a tactic, but really it's like, okay, you can just connect with people better. Sometimes I'll go to a restaurant and let's say I'm on a date, I've taken a girl with me, and I will sit her down on one of the chairs and I will sit next to her. But let's say we're on like one of those, like, you know, one by one little tables, whatever. When we've ordered food, the table's kind of full. I'll just literally manhandle and grab the entire table and just like move it towards us. So we've got two little tables together. And when we're done here and we're going to leave, I'll just put the table back. I do that just naturally because I want to make my sort of time more comfortable here. Some people will hear that and be like, well, what? You grab that table? That's so rude. And yeah, fair enough. But those people are not the kind of people that we want to be like. They're like the little insecure people who are overthinking about everything. Like the little shallow mouth breathers. Just a little thing like that just establishes the fact that you can be kind of comfortable here. You don't want to have the body language of like a porn addict who's just kind of like stuck there, shallowly breathing, not trying to rearrange, not trying to make any noises. If there's one thing you can remember from me, don't have the body language of a porn addict. You know, just don't. It's okay for you to move around. Let's say if you're sat down in school or at a restaurant and you're kind of uncomfortable, it's okay for you to like rearrange. This is just you, just making the world more comfortable for you. And when you do this, this actually signals a lot of power and strength. And the third thing that you can do to instantly get more respect from people is pre-selection. Pre-selection is kind of a fancy word of saying who already respects you. So in terms of dating, for example, let's give you two scenarios. In one, you walk into a restaurant and sit down. In the second one, let's say you look exactly the same, you have the exact same body language, but now you have a really beautiful girl with you as well. And you do the same thing, you walk in and you sit down. Your behavior has not changed at all, you just have a beautiful girl with you. Which one are you gonna get more respect in? Of course, the second option when you have the woman with you. And the same thing, let's say you're going to the mall and you're by yourself. The amount of attention and attraction you'll get may be pretty low. But let's say you're going to the mall and you're with two of your friends who happen to be like pretty attractive, pretty popular guys, then you will get more attention and more respect just because of the fact that you are now associated with them. This is just the power of association and branding. You are basically mixing yourself with someone else who already gets a good level of respect. A lot of guys who are quite experienced in dating know that one of the fastest ways to get more attraction from a woman is actually having that woman see you being with another woman. You might think, wait, no, like if a girl saw you with another girl, she'd think, oh, well, he's a player. You know, he's already got a girl. I'm not going to be into him. No. The exact opposite happens. In fact, you know, a lot of older men, you know what they do? I've never done this, by the way, but this is something funny I've seen on the internet. When guys go out to like bars and nightclubs, especially when they're getting older and, you know, they're like 30, 35 years old, they'll put a wedding ring on. They're not even married, they're single, but when they wear a wedding ring, more women will actually hit on them. The reason why is because in terms of attraction from women, a big lever for a woman being into you is her knowing that other women are into you. That seems kind of like abnormal. Like you'd think it's the other way around. If she knows a lot of girls are into you, you'd expect her to not be into you. And a lot of girls will even say that, like, oh no, like he's always got girls around him, I don't like him. She's still down to fuck, even more so than if she never saw that guy with girls before. So this is something for you to think about. Who are you next to? Right now, you might be in like the lonely chapter where you don't really want to be so close to the friends that you've got. You don't really attract the girl or the girls that you want. So you're kind of like just alone. You don't really have the benefit of pre-selection. That's okay, because I used to be like that as well. But eventually, when you become more social, more popular, and more attractive, you will start to get other people in your life. And when you are next to other people who are attractive and confident and well-liked, some of their social status will just rub off on you. A fast way that you can hack this pre-selection, so instead of like, you know, waiting till you're on self-improvement for a while that you can attract some really hot girls or, you know, get some other guys who are like in shape and whatever. A fast way to show pre-selection is to just go and bond with the people who are in the environment as if you know them already. Let's use the restaurant example again. Let's say you walk into a restaurant and the first waiter that you see, you almost just act like they've served you before and you had a funny joke with them last time. So you walk in with like a bit of a big smile and you handshake them. You're like, oh, how are you today? With like a little bit of extra friendliness. And I'm sure that they'll find that nice. They'll smile and be like, okay, well, this guy's actually pretty nice. He's actually smiling and stuff. He's not just walked in autistically and said, table for two, please. He's actually said, oh, you know, how are you today? Whatever. Just that little bit of bonding with the waiter. The girls in the restaurant will notice. Actually, I've been on dates before, like in a cafe, where I've been there a bunch of times. I've had really funny jokes with like one of the waiters. So when I walked in, I high-fived him. I spoke to him for like 30 seconds and the girl was already there waiting for me. And so when I sat down, she was like, oh, like you must come here all the time. They seem so happy to see you. And just that makes you seem more attractive and gets you more respect. I know it's like such a small, shallow thing, but it actually makes a big deal because look, this is not a small topic. This is your experience of life. Like one of the biggest things that forms your experience of life is how people treat you. That's not a small thing at all. So you leveling up in this area and improving in your looks, body language, and in pre-selection, you will notice you will get so much better treatments from other people. And that is such a huge thing to be leveling up. It's such a beautiful thing when you get to the point when you truly get so much respect from others, when you walk into a restaurant, a gym, school, work, and people are actually happy to see you. They respect you. You notice like one of the girls seems to be into you. That feels really nice. Don't let anyone tell you like that's such a small thing and it's shallow, just make money or whatever. You know, don't let anyone dissuade you from this. And it sounds, you know, a bit weird because I'm giving you like tactics to kind of change how your social treatment is. And it's a shame that we're not one of those people who just naturally kind of learned a lot of these things, you know, from childhood or from our parents. But I don't judge you for that and I don't blame you for that because I also wasn't one of these, like, you know, the natural guys who've just had it like easy. That was not me at all. I had to autistically implement advice like this to get to where I am now, where my treatment from other people, from men and women, is genuinely like brother to brother. Like, let me just be honest with you. If you watched me in third person, you would be so proud of me, especially if you knew where I came from, like what type of young man I was. I was so insecure. I was so anxious. And, you know, I didn't have many friends. And even my own friends used to bully me. And I, you know, I couldn't even talk to girls. You know, like the standard, oh yeah, woe is me kind of lifestyle. Like I was Jeffrey, right? If you saw me and how I interact socially and how people treat me and how much respect I seem to get from guys, how much attraction I get from women. If you observe that, like a bunch of my followers who have actually moved to the same place I live, like I live in Bali, and so many guys have moved here as well because I've been, you know, hyping it up that I live here. I think you'd be so proud of me because you'd be thinking like, holy shit, this is a guy who really has implemented his own advice. This is a guy who got serious on self-improvement and it's built such a beautiful life. And that's what I offer you on my channel. I'm here to just lead you on this path of self-improvement and it will absolutely get you the life that you want. I know the life that you want. I know that right now your treatment from others is not where you want it to be. I know that you want like an abundance of women who are into you. I know that you want an abundance of good quality men who are your friends, who are respectful, who have got your back. Like if shit was gonna kick off and some random guy comes up to you aggressive, you'd want like your boys to be there to back you up who are also funny and kind and generous. I know you want this full life, the life that I'm living. I wasn't born with this life. I wasn't gifted it. I wasn't lucky. I got consistent on self-improvement and I built it brick by brick. And I come onto this channel to give you the advice so that you can do the same thing even faster than it took me. So just do this right now. Scroll down a little bit on this screen and click on the subscribe button that's underneath this video. And you'll see more videos like this on your YouTube. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.